are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to wrap up our discussion about the pitchers on MLB Trade Rumors' Top 50 Free Agents list, and then we're going to shift our attention to the hitters on this list. Before we get into it, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. So just briefly to wrap up the discussion about the pitchers on this list, I do want to provide one quote we got from Farhan Zaidi in a press meeting yesterday regarding free agent pitchers, so very on topic with what we've been doing here for the last several days. He said, quote, "I think when you look at the free agent market for starting pitchers, there's a number of guys who have pretty significant pedigree who are coming off injuries or down seasons for whatever reason. It's going to be a market where a lot of players are going to be working to do kind of short-term make-good deals to re-enter the market. I think for us, the cases of the guys we signed last year," he's talking about Gausman and Smiley, "and the pitching infrastructure that we've built up over the last couple years would be a strong selling point for us for those kinds of targets." So I just thought that was right on point with exactly what we've been saying, that the market is flush with these types of arms who are either injured or had down seasons for whatever reason, and that the Giants figure to be a top destination for those types of players. So if you haven't listened to the last couple episodes detailing every pitcher on this list, by all means, go back and listen. But for now, we're just going to wrap it up with three more starting pitchers at the very back end of this top 50 list. Coming in at number 47 on this top 50 list is Cole Hamels, predicted to go to the Padres for 1 year and $4 million. So significantly, the Giants offered Cole Hamels a one-year deal last year, and he ended up signing with the Braves for $18 million. We don't know what the offer was from the Giants, but presumably it was in that neighborhood. So what ended up happening with Hamels, though, in 2020 is that he irritated his shoulder in a February workout. He was expected to be ready when the season started in late July. Instead, he had triceps tendonitis, started the year on the 45-day injured list, returned for one start in mid-September, and then went on the injured list again with shoulder fatigue. So a completely lost season to injury for Hamels in 2020, and then the prediction is that he'll only need $4 million to sign this year. So there's certainly some intrigue here. If you look at what he was able to do in 2019 with the Cubs, it was a really solid season. And obviously, this guy has a long track record of being a really good pitcher. So he is the type of guy that if the Giants could determine that he's healthy, he could certainly be a fit in exactly that type of deal Farhan was talking about, a make-good deal where he wants to prove that he's better than what he showed this year and re-enter the market next year. He has one thing going against him, and that is the fact that he's going to be 37 years old on December 27th. But still, you know, he's been good as recently as 2019. So it remains to be seen. I think at $4 million, the Giants might be all over this type of player. Coming in at number 49 on the list is Anthony DeSclafani, predicted to go to the Red Sox for 1 year and $4 million. His biggest flaw, just glancing through all the numbers, is that he has a tendency to give up a lot of home runs. I'm not all that impressed with what I see, although he has had some really solid seasons. I haven't seen him pitch a lot. He doesn't stand out in my memory as someone who is overpowering, although looking at his average fastball velocity, it has been up in the last couple years at about 95. So perhaps there's some upside to be had here. He's 30 years old. I'd probably rather have Cole Hamels for 1 year, $4 million, frankly. All right, last on the list, finally, is Chris Archer, predicted to go to the Cubs for 1 year and $4 million. The thing about Archer, and I've received a lot of questions about him on Twitter, is that he had a serious injury. He had surgery to try to correct thoracic outlet syndrome, I think, in June of 2020. And that injury, unfortunately, has a track record of not being one that pitchers recover from well. So there's certainly upside in Chris Archer if he was healthy. And this is the type of strikeout arm, the type of guy looking for a make good kind of contract to get back to being where he was. I would be all over Chris Archer if he wasn't dealing with this significant injury. So they need to look at the medicals, figure out if he's healthy. If he is, certainly someone to target, but the health is a major question mark, and I'm going to assume that it's not good. And so with that assumption, then he's probably someone to avoid. Coming up next, we're going to look at the free agent hitters on this top 50 free agent list and determine which players are realistic fits and which are not. All right, here in the second half of the show, we'll start looking at hitters, starting from the top and working our way all the way through. Tomorrow, we're going to do a mailbag, so we'll pause temporarily on this, and then we'll get back to it next week. Although we'll also have those 40-man updates. The Giants have until tomorrow to put players on the 40-man roster to protect them from the Rule 5 draft. So that'll all be coming up next week as well. But moving on here, the number two free agent, according to MLB Trade Rumors, second to Trevor Bauer, is JT Realmuto, a catcher projected to go to the Mets for 5 years and $125 million. So right off the bat, every Giants fan knows this is not a realistic target for the Giants because he's a catcher. Giants have Buster Posey coming back. They have Joey Bart as their top prospect, arguably. They have Patrick Bailey, who they just drafted in the first round. So they're not going to go out and spend their money on a free agent catcher. So Realmuto, great player, not a fit for the Giants. Coming in at number three, and to me, he could easily be number one, actually, on this free agent list this year, is George Springer, projected to go to the White Sox for 5 years and $125 million. Now, at first glance, it doesn't necessarily seem like the best fit. I know Giants fans are going to say, what are you talking about? Of course he's a great fit. But he is 31 years old. The Giants are not quite at that moment where they're ready to contend, and I think that fits George Springer a little bit better. Excellent, excellent hitter from the right side. I don't know how good of a defensive center fielder he is anymore. He has the, you know, dark cloud hanging over him from the Astros sign-stealing scandal, but just an excellent player, does well against left-handed pitching and right-handed pitching, but to me, just not that perfect fit that the Giants would be seeking to spend their money on. That being said, if the price was right, I could certainly see the Giants being interested in George Springer. They're definitely interested in him. But it's a matter of, are you willing to commit 5 years, $125 million, and does he even want to play for you? The other factor is, what does it do to a young player like Mauricio Dubon to have George Springer come in and play center when you've got Yastrzemski in right, Slater in that mix, Dickerson, Ruff is under team control. So the outfield is not really where the Giants have a huge need. And they have someone like Elliot Ramos, who may even be likely to debut for the Giants next season in the outfield. So it's already a bit of a crowded mix. I get it. George Springer would be an upgrade over probably everyone, including Mike Yastrzemski. But at the same time, you're then going with someone who's 31 for 5 years until he's going to be 36. You're kind of blocking some youth from coming in. It's not the best fit. So I don't really see this happening. Next is number four, Marcell Ozuna, predicted to go to the Nationals for 4 years, $72 million. Right away, this is even less of a fit for me because of what I just said about Springer. And the difference is Ozuna is not a good defensive player anymore. He doesn't really run well, and his arm is a disaster. He started at DH for the Braves this year 65% of the time. If there's a DH in the National League in 2021, that changes this a bit, but 4 years, $72 million, Ozuna's had an inconsistent career. Just not a fit for me. Next on the list, number five, DJ LeMahieu, predicted to go to the Blue Jays for 4 years and $68 million. I really like DJ LeMahieu. He just really took off with the New York Yankees after leaving the Colorado Rockies. It's not entirely clear why he became just so much better in New York, where he posted a 146 weighted runs created plus, meaning he was 46% better than average, over 871 plate appearances there. Elite contact skills, strikeout rate under 10%. This is the type of player you kind of want to make room for, even if he doesn't fit on your roster. And the Giants love this type of player, the guy who makes a lot of contact, but also can be a force offensively, because we've had players like Joe Panik who make a lot of contact but just are weak hitting players. Like, they don't hit for much power. If they do get their hits, they're generally singles. But LeMahieu, he doesn't necessarily hit a lot of home runs, although he did hit 26 in 2019, but he's a force offensively who also doesn't strike out, and I think that really fits the Giants well. But he's a right-handed hitting infielder, which is not what they need. And he plays second base, where they have Donovan Solano currently. Solano almost giving them comparable production for what would be a fraction of the price. I'm just not sure how they fit him in. I mean, if you somehow can move Evan Longoria, I think that would help you fit in DJ LeMahieu. I think it's a total long shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants are like dark horse interested in DJ LeMahieu, just because of how good of a player he is. And at $68 million for 4 years, that's kind of a bargain in my opinion. All right, the last hitter we're going to get to today is Ha-Sung Kim, number seven on the list, predicted to go to the Rangers for 5 years, $40 million, plus a $7.625 million posting fee. So Kim is 25 years old, and he's going to be posted from the KBO, meaning his team in Korea is willing to sell him to a major league team. So he's 25 years old and plays shortstop and has power and had a breakout season last year. So this is another player I definitely do think the Giants will be interested in. FanGraphs' Eric Longenhagen calls Kim a 5'9" stick of dynamite with thunderous physical tools. This year in Korea, he walked more than he struck out, and he hit 30 home runs and stole 21 bases in 23 tries. So those are exciting skill sets. By all accounts, he would certainly be a top 100 prospect if he was in a minor league organization here in the States. So it's not every day you can just buy a top 100 prospect, essentially, and that's what's at play here. And so I think the Giants will be all over this, and it will simply be a matter of, does he want to play for the Giants? Obviously, if they have a different evaluation that he's not quite as good as I'm describing, then that could change things. But I do think, like, the simple fact that you can't usually just buy this type of player means the Giants will be interested. So we've only reached number seven on this top 50 list, so a lot more to get into. We'll do that next week. Tomorrow will be the mailbag. If we have any 40-man updates, we'll provide those as well. So be sure to come back tomorrow for the mailbag. Send me a question on Twitter, at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.